in my coaching career, seen the likes of Kieran Perkins come along, who we thought couldn't be beaten his times, and then Grant Hackett, and then Ian Thorpe, who we thought just these times are never going to be broken. And along comes Michael Phelps, and he's just made their times look vastly ordinary, even though they were leaders way ahead of the field in their time. I think Michael Phelps now goes down as the greatest athlete, not just swimmer, of all time. He's done what no one else could do in any sport. And how he does it, I have no idea. He's just has genetics and talent way above what could normally be expected of any athlete, and a mental profile to match his physical abilities.
Let's talk Team GB, Bill. 6 years as performance director, where you radically changed things. How satisfying is it to see the fruits of your labour now, likes of Adlington and Jackson, who won medals the other day?
Look, I think Great Britain in swimming is in an absolutely perfect situation. They'll do well at these Olympics, but look at the team. You've got a very young team. They're new off the blocks. They have a great attitude. They want to win. They have a need and desire to be the best that they can be. And they're all, I'd say 90% of this team is going to go through, because of their age, are going to go through to 2012. Whatever they do at these is going to be better and better in 2012. And to top that off, there's a sensational group of young coaches who's capable of taking this young talent to the very top. I think Britain should be absolutely delighted with the performance of the swim team in Beijing, and they're going to be even more delighted in 2012.
Bill, you took a lot of criticism, you took a lot of flack for your no-nonsense approach, so to speak. Is this vindication for you?
I think it's vindication not only for me, but for these young athletes who had the courage to bring a new culture to the sport. These are a young group of new athletes who see world long course as the ultimate. They're not satisfied with the soft short course option. They're really a great bunch of athletes. I think Britain has a group of athletes and staff all across the board and who are going to bring a new situation to Britain. And I'm immensely proud and feel great when I watch them swim. You know, some of the younger girls might struggle a little bit at these Olympics, but it's only going to give them building blocks. We heard about some of the great swimmers from Australia, how they struggled at their first Olympics and came home in the second. These young girls particularly are going to be sensational.